All right, we are back. We did a little switcheroo of the microphones.
All right, hopefully I am loud and clear right now.
You are loud and clear in my headset.
Fun and fresh sounding voice.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And what a great transition to our next.
I'm going to say one thing. Sorry to interrupt that transition. But for those you got an exclusive if you were listening just now, because we were supposed to press the record button on our computer to save this lovely show for later for people that missed it live. But we forgot to do that. So we remembered just this moment. So from now on, this will be recorded. But so for the recording, I guess this is Bold Moves for Real Life, episode one.
Shout out
for
to real life the beginnings. Shout out to the OG fans that were listening in, though, and were able to hear the first half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. Okay, well, here we go with Mary Rose in our Fun and Fresh segment.
Okay, so Fun and Fresh. I feel like I should give a little background.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
To what Fun and Fresh is. So many of you may know a YouTuber by the name of James Charles, and that's kind of one of his little slogans. Like if he, I don't know, finds some new tennis shoes, he's like, oh, Fun and Fresh. So,
and I had never heard this word before Mary Rose had told me about it. And just the way she says it is beautiful. It's amazing.
Thank you so much. So I guess it's just kind of like Jitsl. You know, it's a good just describing phrase. You know, like you see something, oh, Fun and Fresh. So I came up with two things for this week that are fun and fresh. So on Saturday it was the FRLs, and I went and met with our chaplain, Father Rob, and then two of his friends from college, and Sister Carolyn.
Shout out to Sister Carolyn for helping name the show.
Yes, big shout out. Very thankful for that. So we went and we talked about our faith and about Newman and just, you know, fun girl things. And it was just really great and refreshing. And we went to a little coffee shop in downtown Edwardsville called 222 Artisan Bakery. It's very cute. It is very trendy and has lots of good and fun and fresh things to order, like lattes and coffee and sandwiches and breakfast items. Mm-hmm. So if you...
It was definitely like a cute little bakery. I don't think I've ever been into like, you know, like, dare I say hipster? You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like I've never been into like a...
brick and free Wi-Fi.
It was just so nice. We met Santa.
Yes!
Mrs. Claus.
Big deal.
Kenzie did a pretty bold move.
Yes.
And she recreated her childhood photos of sitting on Santa's lap. I wish this was on video so we could show you the pictures, but
I'm kind of glad it's not.
Just trust that it was very good.
It was iconic, to say the least.
Iconic. Very iconic. So it's a great place, you know, thinking about maybe going there, studying for finals. It's a really nice, like, atmosphere, calming, cute, good food. So if you're kind of slumped and you just want something to boost you up, maybe try popping in there for a second. All right, and then the next fun and fresh thing is a event that I think about 20 of the members of Newman are going to be attending in January. It's called the Seek Conference, and it's put on by Focus Missionaries. And basically, it's a five-day conference where it's for college students, and they go just to kind of celebrate their Catholic faith, and there's popular speakers in the Catholic faith, like Emily Wilson.
We love her. Shout out to you, Emily.
The best gal in the world.
We actually, like, have a game plan. Like, we need to get her to call in.
We have a plan. When we get to seek Mary Rose, we're gonna tell her about the show.
Oh, for sure.
And we're gonna ask her if, you know, she'd be willing to call in and, you know, give her the number, and we're gonna make that bold move.
Yeah.
I would cry if that happened.
I know.
110%.
Because that'd be like right there. That would make my life.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I do think the first step is for us to get, you know, business cards and merch.
Oh, for sure.
Yes. So if anybody out there has a way for us to do that.
Connections to business cards or merch or anything like that. Sorry, I'm having microphone difficulties.
But for sure. So we're really excited about that and meeting her because she's a great gal. But if you are in the Catholic faith, I'm sure you would recognize some of the speakers that are going to be there. So maybe just give a little look-see to that website.
Leah Darrow, if you know her. Yes. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. Love her. She'll be there.
Jennifer Fulweiler.
Yes. Sarah Swafford, who talks about all about emotional virtue, which mm-hmm. I love. I'm reading a book right now about it.
Very important. So, yeah, those are...
There was a loud noise that really just jizzled all of us right there in case you didn't notice.
Not fun and fresh.
Yeah, no, that was an example of not fun and fresh.
Should we explain? Oh, wait, do you have more fun and fresh for us, Mary
Rose? That is it for this week.
Okay, well, we love that.
Thank you.
Yes. And should we talk about bold versus mold, Kenzie?
Oh, I think we should. Okay. Yeah. The whole idea kind of just, you know, came to me in the shower one night.
We're all the best ideas.
Honestly, for sure. Yeah. And I was just thinking, I was like, we need a name, like a bold move, I feel like in the end is always like a good option. Like you should always go for the bold move. Of mm-hmm. course, like we're still going to get into like later on in our show, like how timing might be off or like maybe the bold move is like wrong person, wrong situation type of thing, mm-hmm. you know, like which is reasonable. But right. I think that's why we came up with the bold versus mold, like MOLD, because like
no one likes mold.
No one wants any mold in their life. So like if nope. like so a bold move is like a move that you made and you're proud of and proud to say that you were bold in that situation. But a mold move might be something that like you might need to like rethink and like
absolutely.
You know, maybe think again next time.
Should we? I feel like we should give some examples.
Yeah, what do you have in mind, Maggie?
this is kind of an obvious one, but like, well, Kenzie's bold move of not using the popcorn bun.
Okay, yeah. I'll give you that.
That might be a mold
move. That was definitely a mold move.
But yeah, there's also. Sorry.
That was a mold move for sure.
Yeah. What other mold moves do we got going on?
I'm not sure.
I have one.
Oh, yes, Mary Rose. Perfect. Take the
mic. So, Thanksgiving break. Here's a little personal story where I made a mold move. I went home, drove home in my little car, and my car was due for just like a checkup at the place where we bought it from. So my dad took it in. You know, great and fine. Comes home and he said, you know, you really need to check out your car before you get in it and drive an hour and 15 minutes home. I was like, oh, why? He said, well, there was a nail in your tire and you were driving it on flat.
Oh, goodness.
I was like, oh, yeah. See, that's a problem because I'm a small person and I don't think I'd be able to change a tire on the middle of the road. And I would cry if that happened. So now I know to give my car a little look over before I drive it an hour and 15 minutes home.
Yeah.
So that was a mold move for me.
Yeah, and that's a great heads up and reminder to other people
on campus.
I know. I don't always check those tires before I leave.
Yeah. So
shout out to my dad.
Dr. Allen.
Dr. Allen.
Shout out! What an icon.
Yeah, he always tells me, you know, Maggie, what do you do before you get in the car? You know, you need to check your tires, check your gas, check all the things. I don't even know. See, I can't even do it. But yeah. I think we should have my dad call in on a show.
Yeah, we needed to either get him in the booth. That would be ideal, honestly.
Oh, wow.
Or like have him call in.
That for sure. Would be... We can. I'll talk to him.
Yeah.
We'll get him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he has some iconic sayings.
Yeah, he's
for us.
Kind of my role model.
Yeah, I don't want
to
spoil
say the
him
least.
For you because I want you guys to tune in when he's on here. But yeah, just wait for it. He's a guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
What a man.
Yeah.
What a man.
All right. So wait, what else do we have? Should we like go over anything from the beginning that maybe didn't get recorded or? Oh, okay. Mary Rose just reminded me. So if you guys call in.
Oh
yeah. We just had a call in.
So
okay, here we go with the phone.
Interesting.
Kenzie, can you grab the phone? Grab the phone. We're going to put you on hold. Okay, hello. You are on the air with Bold Moves for Real Life. Thank you for making the bold move and calling. Oh, Father Rob, can you hear us?
Okay, now I gotcha. Okay. How's it going? Oh,
that was amazing.
It's, all right. It's,
I'm so sorry to our sorry. Listeners.
We apologize for that little mix-up.
That was our. How does it feel to be the first ever call in our show?
Yes, Father Rob, we want to hear.
Oh, I'm very honored. Excited, honored, just really blown away.
Wow, we love that.
Mm-hmm. You really did us with that phone call.
You really did. You did the perfect timing, too. Like, yeah. It was
impeccable.
Oh, good.
Timing.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it. Yeah. Well, I called in with a question, if that is okay.
Oh, we love questions. What is your question?
Okay, now I got you again. So I want to hear you guys talk about your experience of the beautiful. Like, what is beautiful in your first semester on campus? What have you found to be some type of experience of beauty? Mm-hmm. And then the question is, how has the experience of the beautiful helped you guys either, like, grow in your faith or just live in a more bold way?
Oh, oh, wow.
I love that tie-in.
I love that question.
Wow.
Okay.
Good.
Kenzie,
good,
you want
to...
So, oh, go ahead.
Hey, and Gabs, I have to go, but I'll listen in, and I anxiously await your answer, okay?
Okay, perfect. Well, it's been an honor. It's been an honor talking to you.
Absolutely. God bless you guys.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right.
Okay, so Father Rob's question. Okay.
I love that.
I love that question, too.
Very good.
And I'm just going to go ahead and say that he did kind of mention this to me after Mass the other day. And I kind of took it home and thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how I personally define beauty. And with this question, like, usually, even, like, for, like, class, sometimes they're like, oh, how do you define this? How do you define it? I like to know, like, what the general consensus of, like, the definition of that word is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just typed in beauty into mm-hmm. good old Google. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Google, of course. Mm-hmm. And all the pictures were just, like, of models of, like, of course, beautiful women. But I do think that beauty should not be confined to just that.
Absolutely. 110% agree.
So honestly, and like when he tied in about like the whole campus, what we find beautiful on campus, every time that I like experience beauty is when I am in complete awe. Like I am speechless. Mm-hmm. I don't have words to describe what I'm seeing. Almost,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And I do. And there, I went on a retreat my senior year of high school. And that was when I finally recognized that I can find God in nature. Mm-hmm. And it's been my favorite thing ever since. Like, is to just, like, with a nice sunset is, like, always a reminder for me to, like, say thank you.
Oh, absolutely.
Or to just,
I love that.
Like, mm-hmm. really, like I said, be in awe. Like, I'm completely speechless at, like, what's in front of me, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally agree. Do you have any more to add or should I go?
You guys go ahead.
Okay. Well, Kenzie told me about how Father Rob was possibly going to call in with this. And so I needed to be somewhat a little bit prepared. So I started thinking. And kind of like Kenzie, it was like beauty to me is times that you can't really explain. You can't really put into words. I definitely feel like it's the world kind of has it wrong. Like I think the world focuses a lot on like, you know, the models, the superficial beauty, you know, we have to look a certain way to be beautiful or to seem beautiful to others. But I was reading a book by Leah Darrow, actually, who's actually also going to be at SEEK. And her book is called The Other Side of Beauty. And it's a great book. I recommend to anyone. But she had a great line in there. And she said that Thomas Aquinas said that beauty is that which delights the soul upon being known. And I think that is a perfect description, something that really just like moves your soul. And for me personally, like on campus this year, I've found like a lot of beauty in friendships that I've made, mm-hmm. you know, like even just being with you guys right now. Like, I just feel like this is beautiful. Like what we're doing, we're being bold and we're expressing ourselves and just having you guys here. with me is really beautiful. And just a reminder that, like, you can find beauty in everything, you know? Like, even in the chaos and the stress of finals maybe that are coming up, you can find beauty in that. And I think it's just really important for us to try to find the beauty when things don't really seem too beautiful.
Yeah, I love the way you put that. Yeah, especially, like, when you brought in the fact that, like, you found beauty in friendship. Mm-hmm. Like, I never really, like, thought of it in that way.
Yeah, like, I feel like it can definitely be more than just physical beauty.
Yeah, you exactly.
Know? Like, beauty in mistakes, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Beauty in bold moves.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think there's multiple layers that people forget about that I think are very important to consider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have anything you want to add,
yeah, Mary Rose?
Oh, yes. So, going off of Maggie and relating to her, just the friendships that I found here, because I didn't go to a Catholic high school like I know most of the people in Newman did. So I didn't have, I mean, I had good Catholic friends, but I didn't have a large group of them. So just coming here and finding girls who are also so devout in their faith and just seeing how beautiful, like, not they are all beautiful, but also inside. You know, they have the most beautiful souls, beautiful hearts, and they're just so kind. So that is just, like, moments like these, just simple moments, just sitting with them, talking, you know, I feel so comfortable. Like, we can talk about anything, and we definitely have all taught each other something about our faith that, you know, we didn't know before, mm-hmm. or that brought out something in us that we, like, are inspired about our faith or wanting to know more. Like, I know we were thinking about getting one of Emily Wilson's, like, Bible study books mm-hmm. and doing it all together. And I know that'll grow our friendship so much more awesome. Than it already is, so beautifully grown. So I just think definitely good friendships with women of like faith that just bring you up. I think that it's just beautiful.
So I love that.
Thank you.
Great, great. All right.
Thanks again for that question,
yes,
Father Rob.
And if anyone, there. I don't know if we mentioned, but Father Rob is the chaplain here at SIUE at the Newman Center. He's one of our best buds, you know?
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Shout out legend, you know?
Yeah, shout out legend.
But yeah, so I think that that question kind of ties into our next segment that we're going to make for sure a weekly thing. And this next segment is, I think personally, my favorite. I don't know about you, Kenzie, mm-hmm. but I love it. I thought that came out really weird.
I love it.
Girl. I love it. Okay. No, I love it. It's called, we dialed, I can't talk.
Clearly. Okay. You don't need that for a radio show.
I mean, not at all. Okay. No, it's called Faith It Till You Make It. So, yes. Yeah, this is where we're going to talk about all things faith. And just because that's kind of what brought us together.
yeah.
That's,
I think it's very important for us to incorporate faith into this radio show because, like you mentioned, like that is what brought us together in the first place. Mm-hmm. The bold move of going to Newman and
yeah,
like the first few weeks of being on campus and the bold move of like opening up to each other. We met each other through
absolutely.
Opening ourselves up with our faith. And we kind of just wanted to mention this segment that we're planning on doing because we do understand that not everyone has the same beliefs, which mm-hmm. is completely fine.
Right.
But we did just want to let you all know that faith means a lot to us personally, and we're excited to share what we learn from each other and from our faith and just find a way to relate to everyone out there.
Because I don't think we would really be real. If we're talking about being authentic and real on this show, I don't think we'd be real if we didn't mention our faith.
Yeah.
So we just kind of wanted to make that disclaimer.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to go back a little bit, but to also explain bold moves. You said going to Newman. Yeah, I think that was a huge bold move that we all made mm-hmm. in our own way. We each have our own story that I think maybe we could share with the listeners.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So you want me to start? You want to start?
You go for it.
Okay. So my bold move for Newman was that it was the first week of school and everyone was kind of getting to know each other. And I knew about Newman. I had gotten a slip in my mailbox about how there was a barbecue, first night barbecue for Newman. And I knew I wanted to go, but a lot of the girls in my hall, like, were my only friends so far were the girls in my hall. Shout out to you, girls on 3 East. Love them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but none of them really, I don't think, were interested in going to Newman, or they just, like, didn't know about it. So I didn't really have anyone to go with that first night. So I had to make that bold move and go by myself, which was kind of nerve-wracking the first week of college, not knowing anyone. And so I just remember going there the first night. And I think, actually, I think, Mackenzie, you might have been, when I walked in, you were playing baseball outside. And I think we met right away, right?
Oh, yeah.
We sat next to each other that first night.
Yes, that was crazy. And, like, and I was just thinking about that, like, that seems like such a long time ago.
So long ago, like, crazy. Like,
I don't know. But also, it seems like it was, I don't know. It's so weird crazy. Because I feel like I've known you my whole life.
I know.
But,
I know.
But, yeah, I do remember that. We were standing, like, ready to pray before we eat. And you're standing there. And I thought you were, like, a senior or something. Like, I really did not think you were a freshman. But, yeah, we made that bold move to, like, just talk to each other.
Absolutely.
And look at where we are now.
Exactly. Doing the bold move. Radio show. Yeah, and then Mary Rose, I remember, it was towards the end of the night, and I had not met her yet. Had no idea who she was. And I was playing, we were doing some, like, yard game or something in the dome, and I was playing the yard game, and there were a group of people by the piano. And I remember I was done with the game. I was like, okay, maybe I should go, like, see what these people are about, you know? And so I remember going up to the piano, and we were doing, like, introductions. And I was just like, yeah, like, I'm Maggie from Springfield. And I remember Mary Rose going, wait, you're Maggie from Springfield? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, do you know the Gallaghers? And I was like, yeah, they're my neighbors. And she was like, no way. That's my aunt. That's my aunt and cousin. That's them. They were my neighbors. So, yeah. And we just had a really connection with Springfield. And we just started talking. And here we are. Yes. Oh. Sorry. I had another microphone difficulty. But, yeah. Mary Rose, you want to explain what you thought?
Sure. Okay. So, similar to Maggie, I also just didn't really have anyone to go with to the first night of Newman. So that was definitely nerve-wracking, you know. It's a new place, new people you don't know, just going by yourself somewhere. And so I went, and I was just chatting with people, and it came to the point where it was the end of the night, and I remember seeing Maggie, and I was like, she looks extremely familiar. It's like, maybe I saw her Instagram, I don't know. She just looks very familiar. So she came over by me, and she introduced herself. It's like, wait, I remember my aunt telling me about a Maggie Deckard from Springfield, who's also going to be a nurse in SIUE. And she was saying, oh, my gosh, you'll love Maggie. She's the sweetest person in the whole world. And, you know, over these, how many months have we been here? Four? Over these 4 months, I have come to know that very true. So I am so thankful for Newman to bring us together. You know, we're an hour and 15 minutes away from home, and we meet each other even though we only live about 20 minutes away from each other when we're back home. Yeah. So crazy. I just think that is, that's another thing that's just beautiful, you know, how friendships form in different ways. And definitely Mackenzie, too. You know, we definitely did not meet the first night.
Yeah, no, honestly, I feel like I remember truly, like, meeting you or, like, getting to know you was the retreat.
Yes.
When we went on the freshman retreat.
For sure.
Like, I remember seeing you a few times, but, like, never really, like, talking to you. Like, I'm sure we introduced, like, each other, you know? But, yeah, that was so cool on the retreat.
Oh, like, my gosh. Because that, you know, you were asked questions you wouldn't normally ask or, like, answer.
Right.
So we got to know each other in a whole different way, you know, that people wouldn't normally get to know each other first off.
Exactly.
So I think that was really a valuable weekend.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That was
Shout out to the game Uno. I still remember.
Oh, wow. What a game.
Oh, that was a turning point on the retreat, I think, for all of us.
That was a bit violent.
Yeah.
It really did get a bit violent, bit competitive.
Yeah.
Could have ruined our friendship, but I think it brought us closer.
For sure.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
That was very intense.
What a game.
Wow.
That was.
Mackenzie, do you want to share your story about going to Newman? Like, what made you take that step?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was actually very blessed and very lucky to have someone to go with the first night. Okay, so quick shout out to Holly. She's one of our FRL.
Yeah, fellow FR.
We love her.
Yes, she'll be on here soon for talking about certain things.
Talking about all the things.
Yeah, stay tuned. But my sister actually knew her cousin very well from SIUE. Like, they met up here and then ended up rooming together, like, their last few years here, I think. And then I just remember my sister and her cousin Amanda talking. And then they would always try to, like, bring it back to me, like, oh, you should go. Like, my cousin's going to SAUE. Your sister's going to SAUE. You guys need to, like, meet up and talk because you're both Catholic young women and would, like, get to know each other in that point and whatever. And, like, I knew going into college that I wanted to, like, stay true to my faith and, like, even grow if that was, like, a possibility. At the time, I was like, I don't know. We'll see how this goes, you know? But yeah, and I just remember, like, it was the most random thing. We were at, like, the pep rally, whatever it was, the first night. You remember that? It was weird. Like, we all...
The soccer game?
I think it was after the soccer game. We got, like, the t-shirts at the gymnasium. Like, yeah.
The parade we did.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, so we were in a gym of, like, the whole stands are, like, filled up on one side. And then I don't know where I hear this voice. She's like, Mackenzie? I was like, no way I, like, know someone here because, like, I'm going, like, what is going on? And it was Holly. And I was like, I knew her from Instagram. Like, we kind of talked. And she was like, hi. Like, you know, that was, like, so weird to, like, run into her there. But, yeah, and then we made plans to go to Mass together that one day. And we talked about it because we're both at Prairie. And we were talking about how we wanted to go to Mass and we wanted to keep up with it. And we needed someone to go with. And it was perfect because we both thought the same thing. And we could just go together. So it was amazing that she was willing to help me out and I was there to help her out, you know?
That's awesome. And like, shout out to Holly for making that bold move to Mackenzie.
Yeah, seriously.
Because, you know, that takes guts.
That was
because you hadn't even met. Yeah, yeah, good job,
but
Holly.
I'm so glad she did it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So bold moves paying
super
off.
Proud.
So yeah. Also, I want to include in this, we're still talking about, you know, faith until we make it. I thought I'd share the daily Bible verse of the day just to kind of
very nice.
Maybe inspire the listeners. Sorry, let me pull this up on my handy dandy cellular device. Okay, here we go. Today, December 3rd, it says, oh no, an advertisement. Give me a second. Okay, it says, your righteousness, God, reaches to the heavens. You who have done great things, who is like you, God? Psalm 71, verse 19. Oh. So, there we go. Some inspiration for the day.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
That is.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Oh, shout out to the app, too, if you want to get the Daily Bible Verse app. It is called Daily Bible Verse.
Oh, wow.
So
creative. Yeah.
Wow.
Super rich.
Okay, what else is up next for our...
I don't know. Are we ready to start wrapping it up?
I mean, we're just going to give one more shout out to any calls. If we have any listeners who have any other questions, we are open to your questions. So.
Yeah, so while you are all fighting to call,
we're going to play a song.
Oh, okay, we can.
Oh, I thought we'd play a song. And to wrap up,
we can. That's not what I was going to say, but go ahead.
Sorry, I thought we had that telepathy thing.
Yeah. Oh, revolving door.
Revolving door. Okay.
Maggie and I have this, like, telepathy thing. Mm-hmm. When we're playing Taboo. Oh, yeah, sometimes, because that gentled us right there.
It really did.
But, yeah,
Oh, a caller! Okay,
here we go again. Let's see if this works this time.
All right. And press the button. And
230.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
It's like my favorite show to listen to on Mondays.
Oh my gosh! Wow, we love that. Sorry.
Yeah. So I have a question for you, girls.
Yes.
As you've been, since you all met, and when you first saw each other, if you remember, like, your, I don't know, Okay, since you first saw each other, now that you've all gotten closer, has your, like, you've definitely changed to each other, but, like, does that memory of when you first met or those first few times, is it, like, completely, totally different than your memory now if you were to think of each other?
Wow, that's a great question.
That is a great question.
Do you want to stay on the line, or would you like to stay on the line while we answer, Zach?
Oh, I'm okay with that, yeah.
How do I know you're Zach?
I don't know. I'm
telepathy, okay. Well, yeah, so I think the answer for me is yes and no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I think right away, both these girls and I think all the other FRLs, I knew right away they were going to be super nice, super sweet, down-to-earth girls. That's just how they came across. But I've gotten to know them on, like, so many other levels. Like, just, like, the goofiness and the inside jokes and just, like, all the different layers they have, like, really amaze me every day. And I think I learned something new about them every day. And so I just love that about our friendship. It's just always growing.
Yeah. Love that. Did you want to add something right now, Mary Rose?
Sure.
Go for it.
I definitely agree with Maggie. Yes and no. Like, when I first saw them, right away, I'm like, oh, these girls are just sweethearts, you know, very good, genuine girls. But getting to know them, you know, I feel like we've built a lot of trust with each other, and we understand each other on, like, many levels, like Maggie mentioned. So I think, I mean, we're always going to be changing, you know, because we're going to be friends for life, for sure.
FRL.
For real life. So I think that's just going to be always continuing and changing, you know, in a good way, you know, because we're going to be growing by growing together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I like the way you guys put that, of course, like the yes and no. But I think it really stuck out to me when I first met everyone, how, like, truly, genuinely themselves they were. Like, it was really cool that, like, we were all just there to be ourselves and to, like, present ourselves to each other, because I think we all kind of had that vibe of these are great people and I want to surround myself with, like, such great souls, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that kind of motivation to, like, surround ourselves and, like, to be our true, our authentic selves was really cool for me. It was like, yeah.
I love that. Yes.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks
really
for
calling
in.
Thank you. Does that, like, satisfy your question?
That was wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right. Well, okay, be bold. Be bold, okay?
Yes, be bold.
Mm-hmm. I will take that to heart. Thank you.
We love you.
Thanks for being bold and calling in, by the
yes,
way.
Yes,
of course.
Thank you.
Of course.
We'll talk to you later. Bye. Okay, I think we're back.
Pretty cool.
Are we back?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, I was gonna, before we got the call about the telepathy thing.
Yeah.
I was gonna say we could play a song from our Bold Moves playlist. Just a little snippet while maybe we wait for maybe one more call if we get one. We're not sure, but maybe just play a little song and then we'll do our little wrap up of the show afterwards. So let's just pull up a little song for a minute.
I did make a playlist for our show.
Oh, so if you want to follow that on Spotify,
we would
love that.
Yeah, and it's like, I kind of tried to, like, get a list together. We're, like, adding songs that kind of somewhat relate to making bold moves and or choices.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really cool. And, okay, we didn't really mention it, but if you were listening in before we started the show, we were playing Bet On It from High School Musical, best High School Musical, High School Musical 2. and I just think that song is, like, prime bold move right there. Like,
yeah.
He's, like, talking about, like, choices he had to make, and, like, there were times, like, he really questions the audience, you know? Good old Troy Bolton.
Oh. Exactly.
Yeah, and I think it's a great song to analyze, you know, in your free time.
For sure. And if you ever are on the radio here, SIUE Web Radio, and you hear Bet On It, that might mean Bold Moves is coming on.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Kenzie, what do you think about playing for our listeners' confidence?
Oh, what a great song.
Great choice. I love that song, and I think that could wrap up our faith section here.
Yeah.
So we're going to
You want to give an artist?
Oh, artist.
Yeah.
You're right.
Cool.
Give me
shout out.
One second. no. Oh, here we go. Confidence is by Sanctus Real.
All right.
Okay.
Are we ready for this snippet?
Yeah, we got to get our technicals ready.
And here we go.
We are getting a call. Give us a sec.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, do we need to wait?
We didn't unmute the phone. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Oh, my gosh. Is this Bold Moves for Real Life?
It is.
This is Sean. How's it going?
Oh, wow. Hi, Sean. Thanks for making the bold move and calling.
Yeah. My pleasure. You guys are doing great. It's a very fascinating, interesting show.
Thank you.
That means a lot.
So am I on the air? Are you still playing your snippet?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, snap. That was a really short snippet then. I apologize to everybody who was really interested in hearing the full snippet.
That's okay.
Snippet of a snippet.
Yeah, so that's okay.
The whole bold move thing, I think it's great. But I have a question. So I know that it involves really looking at a situation and trying to think what's the most maybe beneficial, I guess, in the long run or even in the short term. But how do you define for yourselves, what does it mean to have to make a bold move? Because I think a lot people will think so I see advertisements sometimes in magazines and they're be bold. And it's a Doritos advertisement,
right.
You know?
Right.
So it's I think people are kind of confused. Maybe we don't actually know as a culture, as a group of people, what does it actually mean? So maybe in thinking about how you all would define it, are there examples of people maybe in history or in your own life that you can say, this is a bold move. And this is something that I would say, try to live up to. You know what I'm saying?
Does that make sense? I love that question.
Great. Okay.
I would say for me personally, when I think of a bold move, I would say it's something where I'm stepping a little bit out of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not a ton maybe, but just a little. For example, I have an example. This is a very silly example. But the other day, Kenzie and I were at the vending machine and we were looking at, I couldn't decide what Pop-Tart I wanted. Okay. There were strawberry and blueberry, and I was okay, well, I've never had the blueberry, but I know I like strawberry. So I was I don't know which one to get. And Kenzie was well, do you want to be bold? Mm-hmm. And I was you're right. I want to be bold. So I got the blueberry, and I loved the blueberry. And maybe that's a tiny example, but maybe just being bold as in taking that extra step to do something that you haven't done before or to try something that maybe you're nervous to try because it might pay off, you know?
Yeah, and I think it is super important to ask ourselves in little situations like that if we want to be bold, because I feel those are the perfect situations to push ourselves in. Things that either way, she would have had a Pop-Tart and would have been happy, you know?
Right.
You would have, yeah, you would have been full. You would have had your Pop-Tart fix of the day.
Exactly.
So I feel pushing ourselves in the small instances will help us in return once we get greater situations that we do need to sit down and actually think on whether we need to be bold or not. We can't just make a split decision right there.
Right.
I think the small decisions are going to in turn help us make choices later on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what I'm talking about here when I say bold moves are those little small ones where either way the outcome is going to be everything's going to be fine and everyone's safe. You know, that's
right,
a big one.
Right. Everyone's safe. Everything's fine. No one's breaking laws.
Yeah. So these little bold moves, even how small they may seem, are super important and do define us, you know, mm-hmm. in the end. So, yeah.
And I really think bold moves are a great confidence builder.
Mm-hmm.
I think because if you're scared to do something and maybe you don't think you can do it, say you have a huge presentation and you have a topic that you're nervous to talk about, and then you give it and you're bold and you say what you feel, then you're confident for the next time you have to give a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think bold moves allow you to grow in yourself, to be better versions of yourselves. And maybe the bold moves fail sometimes, and that's okay because you learn from that. Maybe it's a mold move, but you learn from the mold moves, you know?
And you can look back at it and say at least I was bold in the moment.
Exactly.
At least I had the confidence and the strength to be bold in that moment. And that's something to be proud of.
Exactly. Mary Rose, do you have anything you want to add?
Yes. So I definitely agree that even though you don't like making mold moves, they're very important because tying in the retreat again, we learned that failure is sometimes the best teacher. So just certain things, you know, you wouldn't necessarily learn if you didn't make that mold move. And then the next time you encounter that situation, you know exactly what to do and what not to do. I think that's very important, and you grow as a person.
Yeah.
When you make mold moves.
Yeah, I love that.
Thank you.
Does that answer your question okay, Sean?
Yeah, I think so. I think, because I was going to ask about the whole failure thing, I think you guys nailed it. Like, yeah. Definitely. It's just because even if you don't succeed, like, you should still try to do it, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
For sure. Because you don't want to have any regrets. So, and there's so much fear involved in doing things that you, like, aren't comfortable with. So I definitely think being bold is, like, stepping out and doing it, for sure, 100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think that's a big thing for me, too, is, like, in situations, I do shy out of a lot of things. Like, it, even at the point of, like, I don't want to get up in front of the class and, like, throw something away, you know? Like, something, like, small like that, like, I will shy out of. And then at the end of the day, I'll be like, Kenzie, what are you thinking? Like, nobody cares that you had to throw your gum wrapper away, you know? Like, so, like, I think that's a big thing, too, is that, at the end of the day, like, I don't want to, like, look back on my day and say, like, oh, I really wish I could have done something there. Because, like, you're never going to get that moment back. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why it's so important to ask yourself if you want to be bold in, the like, every moment of the day. Because you don't want to, like, you want to look back on it and say, like, even if it does end in, like, rejection or something that you weren't expecting, like, you can still look back and say, like, at least I tried, you know?
Exactly.
I think that's super important to think about.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Cool. Thanks.
We appreciate your call and your question.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, keep it up.
We'll have to have you on the show sometime.
Yes.
Okay.
We'd love
that. I'll talk to my agent. We'll see what we can
do. Yes, for sure. For sure.
My people know right. your
yes.
people.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds good. All right. Have a good day.
Thanks.
See ya.
You too. Be bold.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
The button's over there. All right. And
all right.
Cool.
Okay, we are back.
So yeah, we did play like a super short snippet of that one song, Confidence. But you can go ahead and check it out. It once again, it's Confidence by Sanctus Real.
It's a great song.
It is.
Discovered it the other day and I loved it. So do we want to share with our listeners our challenge of the week?
Yeah, I think we need to wrap it up.
Okay, awesome. So every week, I think we're going to have a challenge for you listeners out there kind of dealing with bold moves or whatever our topic of the week kind of is. So as we said before, our topic for this episode was beginnings. And so we challenge you to try something new. Like we kind of did with the show, we're trying something new. We're kind of struggling a little bit, but we're doing it. And we just want you guys to be bold and maybe just try something new, even if it's very small. Just take that step and you may love it. You may not. It might be a mold move, but just maybe step out of your comfort zone a bit.
Yeah. I think it'd be super cool if next week we can have some callers and tell us about your experience.
Absolutely.
And what you thought.
Absolutely. We want feedback. We're all about constructive criticism. We don't want hate, but
leave the negative
energy. Yes, negative energy out the door, outside. Leave it at the door, okay? We're all about positivity here. But so just try the challenge. We also want to try to end each show with a prayer. And so I found a prayer today. I tried to find one about beginnings. So this is what I found. Give me a minute again. I'm sorry. Okay, so this is called Peace Within. It says, may today there be peace within. May you trust God that you are exactly where you are meant to be. May you not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith. May you use those gifts that you have received and pass on the love that has been given to you. May you be confident knowing you are a child of God. Let this presence settle in your bones and allow your soul the freedom to sing, dance, praise, and love. It is there for each and every one of us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I love that.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. All right. Well, we want to thank you again for listening to our first show.
Yes. This was so exciting. Yeah. I'm so glad we could do this.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
stay tuned.
No, oh, Yes.
Next week.
Next week, we are going to be talking. It's going to be our last show before the semester ends. Yes. Second last show. But we're going to be talking all about kind of like finals and the boldness that goes along with that. So stay tuned for that. We're excited. All right. So remember to be bold.